Visiting with the head coach, Joe Gurdon, of the victorious Lisbon Broncos, winning tonight by a score of 44-0 against Fargo Oak Grove. Oak Grove starts off the season 0-3. And Joe, I know that you guys dominated this game, but there were some elements of it that you were kind of hoping to work on, and you got some passing in this game compared to last game. So just give me some of your overall thoughts between the weeks here and what you thought of the game today.
Yeah, you know, I thought overall this week we wanted to work in the pass, and I think we kind of tried to do that a little bit. We scored quick, so we didn't get a lot of opportunities to run, you know, the passing game that we wanted to.
Well, I think one of the amazing things, and if you can continue this trend, I think teams are going to have a difficult task with you, including some of the top teams in the region, is the fact that you have gotten off to incredibly fast starts in both games, and the tempo has been really fast. I mean, you're not even running down the play clock. Your play clock is down to maybe like 20, and the next snap is going, and I think it catches defenses on their heels.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, our kids like doing that, and it's just kind of something we started. We don't want to be a no-huddle, hurry-up team, but, you know, we're okay playing that quick tempo. And we talk about the start, how important it is. You know, for the past couple of years, we've struggled to start fast. So it's been a big-time point of emphasis for us this year.
Well, we don't have the official totals yet. It's got to be fairly close. But last week, 456 yards of rushing. And again, you have to have, you know, a couple hundred yards at least of rushing tonight. But let's talk about the passing game a little bit. I thought it was a little bit off kilter in the very beginning, but then things started to loosen up for you.
Yeah, you know, Hunter hasn't really been asked to be that type of quarterback in the last couple of years. And it's kind of asking him to get a little bit into a new style of play. And, you know, we just kind of had to get him settled down first off right away. And then he just kind of got into a little bit of a groove and threw the ball better.
Well, you had the touchdown strike, and I think of, what was it, about 45, 47 yards in the second quarter. And I think that's what you're going to see from some of the teams. They've got to play and throw everything but the kitchen sink in the box to try and contain the running game right now. And Dawson Perrow was able to get down the field a little ways, caught the ball at the 20-yard line. He literally probably could have lightly jogged to the end zone.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's what we saw a lot last year, and that's kind of what we lacked in our offense. Teams, you know, just loaded up 9-10 guys in the box, and we just didn't have the ability to throw last year, where this year we got a lot better in the passing game with, you know, at the skill position.
Talk about your defense, and I'm not really talking about the bonus time at the end here where you had some fairly easy picks, but your defense played pretty sharp, and you did have some picks in the first half. One of them returned for a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, this year to start off, you're giving up 12 points in two games. Our defense, you know, they've played very well, and I think a big key to that is where the kids are flying to the football. All 11 guys are getting to the ball.
Talk about your backfield. I mean, you basically have that two-headed monster back there with Sowers and Hunter Schultz. I'm having a hard time trying to even find fault with those guys because they're running your offense, can you say, almost near perfectly?
Yeah, you know, for the most part, it's pretty much perfect so far to this point, and we just want to stay that way. And, you know, a lot of teams, it just kind of keeps them guessing when you have those two guys back there that can carry the ball and that can both throw the ball. So it just kind of keeps teams on their heels a little bit.
I want you to savor the victories, of course, over the first couple of weeks. You've racked up over 80 points. You're averaging over 40 points a game. You're going to run into a buzzsaw here pretty soon. Is it hard to kind of keep the guys grounded, though, because all the games aren't going to be this fairly easy?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's a whole new feeling for the kids. I mean, there's no secret we've been down the last few years. So to kind of get this feeling, you know, you let them have 24 hours after a game like this to enjoy the win. And then, you know, it's on to the next opponent, which for us is Northern Cass.
So you think there's going to be a lot difference now for you guys? You've had your first two games at home. Now you're going to be on the road. Do you think there's going to be a big difference for your team, or do you try to keep it the same as possible?
You know, we try to keep pretty much everything we can the same. Obviously, it's a little bit different having to drive about an hour north, but we'll try to keep everything pregame the same so we can continue to start fast.
Any injuries?
Nope, we got out healthy tonight.